All right. This is Sakari Singh.
This is Rita Cannon.
And we are at the TB, or Taco Bell, in the downtown Skyway. And we're going to talk about Bruno that we saw, like, how many days ago?
Night before last?
Yeah.
2 days ago.
Two days ago. So it might not be as fresh in our minds as it was then. But we're going to start off by saying both of us have seen Borat and Bruno. But Rita's never seen the Ali G show.
I've seen pieces of it on the internet.
That you showed to me.
Yeah. I've never watched an entire episode.
Mm-hmm. And what did you think of Borat?
I was not a big fan of Borat. Mm-hmm. I think part of it had to do with the fact that it was so hyped up. And people were like, it is the funniest movie of the last 20 years. And I was like totally primed to just laugh until I died. And it didn't happen. You know, pieces of it were funny, but there was a lot of stuff that just sort of felt dumb to me. Like, the one part I remember that made me roll my eyes and want to leave the theater was the whole thing with Pamela Anderson and kidnapping her in the bag. I was like, this is, you know, clearly this is not real, and it's not funny enough to make me want to watch it because it's not real. I don't know, I'm kind of meh on Borat.
I saw Borat too, and I liked it better because I saw it with like an audience that was going ape shit over it. So like it was fun at the time, and I liked Ali G's show, but Borat was like my least favorite character.
Okay.
Yeah. So
that helps because I saw it maybe like a month after it came out, so the audience had thinned out quite a bit, and I also saw it with someone who was way more into it than I was. And I saw it with Jeff. And Jeff had seen it before, and he was like, it is so great. And
he saw it twice. Wow.
In the theater. Yeah, so I was the contrast between my enthusiasm and that of those around me was sharp.
All right, so I thought it was generally pretty funny, and Rita was not quite down with it. Is that about it?
Yeah.
So we saw Bruno together, like 2 days ago.
And I probably would not have seen Bruno if you hadn't asked me to go.
I know. I had to convince her to go because she really didn't want to.
I wasn't like, I didn't hate to go. I was just like, you know, if you want to see it, we'll see it. But I wouldn't have gone out and seen it by myself or anything.
But it was a whirlwind of emotions.
It's a roller coaster.
And like, when we first got out of it, like, I had just like, it took me a while to make up my mind over whether or not I liked it, which doesn't happen very often. But it was like, I was so quickly whipped between like thinking things were completely not funny to thinking they were hilarious to thinking Sacha Baron Cohen is adorable to like just being distracted by the weirdness of the whole thing.
I think a big selling point, regardless of how you feel about the humor, is that you can tell watching Bruno that Sacha Baron Cohen's attractive.
Oh, yeah.
And you can't tell during Borat.
Yeah, they seem to be under the false idea that Sacha Baron's nudity in that movie is hilarious and will make you uncomfortable. And that's true part of the time, but mostly it's just nice.
Yeah, you know, because, he prances around in his shorts and I'm not saying that's a good fashion choice that men all over the world should, you know, take up. But it's not like he looks bad in them, you know? He looks fine.
Like
if
Borat
I were a gay
was,
guy, I might be into Bruno.
Borat was kind of gross because he had a mustache and he was really hairy and he wore that green swimsuit.
And he hated women.
Yeah. And, you know, Bruno was also not great, but like he...
I'm not sure that Bruno knows women exist.
No.
He didn't seem to...
He didn't hate them, really.
He didn't seem to have an opinion about them one way or the other.
So what were some highlights of the film?
I thought the stuff with the hunters was funny. Mm-hmm. Of course, that's my favorite line, that's such a Samantha thing to say, is my favorite. I felt like it was interesting because with Borat, I felt like the stuff at the beginning where they set up who Borat was and where he came from was funnier than the going out into the field and horrifying people stuff.
Whereas but like I felt, it's opposite with
Yeah,
with
I felt
Bruno.
The other way with Bruno. Like the first 20 minutes of Bruno, I was like, am I going to have to sit through this whole thing?
I know, I was feeling really guilty for making you see
and
it.
And then it got funny at the end. So even, you know, the enjoyment to not enjoyment ratio might be equal between the two, but because the enjoyment came at the end with Bruno, I felt better walking out of the theater.
Yeah, and he, you know, parts of it were just like so adorable to me. Like my favorite, you know, the thing where he sits on the guy's lap on the porch and he's like, just a couple of guys. That was enough to make up a lot.
That was adorable, which is weird, because if you described that scene to someone, like, I'm not going to because we're in a public place, but you guys have probably seen it, whoever is listening to
this. We can't expose the people at Taco Bell to our profanity.
It's not cool. Mm-mm. They didn't come here for that. They came here for tacos.